For Storm Lake Radio, Ryan Thompson visiting with former Sac City girls basketball star Brittany Lang. Brittany, good to be talking to you. How's it going?
Great. Thanks for having me.
You these days are a coach at the University of Nebraska Omaha for their women's basketball team, and I had the pleasure of watching you during your senior year of playing high school ball in Sac City, but now busy coaching. This is your second season at the helm of UNO, first full season as you started as the interim coach a season ago. What's the experience been like for you?
Well, I definitely have a unique experience, especially being someone of my age, and I first acquired the job last year as an interim. So I've been really fortunate to have gained a lot of experience at a young age so far. I mean, this is my seventh year of college coaching, and like you said, entering my second year as a head coach. So it's a different experience as far as I'm having to really learn as I go. I don't have, you know, just 10, 15 years under my belt of assistant coaching first, but I'm very fortunate for the opportunity, and I'm really excited about all of the resources and opportunity that we have at UNO and what we can build here with new facilities and kind of now going into officially the Division I transition this next year.
Yeah, you're only, what, 28 years old. I know you're the youngest coach in your program's history, but we were talking beforehand. You rank among almost the youngest coach in all of Division I.
Yes, I just turned 28 on New Year's Eve, so I first appointed the job when I was 26. So I believe Pat Summitt's son is the one that is younger than me at Louisiana Tech, so I'm in good company there. But again, I'm very fortunate to the administration to have entrusted me with the program, and there's a lot of new change happening here, and it's really exciting for people in the area to now kind of get acquainted with the new university.
Do you ever step back and say, still being in your 20s, wow, look where I'm at?
Not yet. I think we're too busy right now trying to win some games and build the program. But maybe at some point I can relax in the off season and kind of reflect. But we have a lot of work still left to do. We've got a ton of pieces coming in. We have our first true signing class coming in next year. We'll add 6 players to our already very young team. So I'm really looking forward to kind of molding that group.
Yeah, it's been a kind of a tough season as far as especially in the Summit League play, but has the team continued working hard, seeing good things still, making strides as you've gone along?
Absolutely, and we've been, you know, kind of stuck in the middle of the transition from D2 to D1 and then the change in coaching staff. So I think it's going to mean a lot once we get our players into the program and that have been used to playing our system for a while. Our league is very good this year. It's elevated than past years, very senior-dominant league. You know, we've just have been having trouble kind of scoring. Defensively, we've been pretty good, but having trouble getting up into those 60s. So we have pieces coming, very much looking forward to it, and I think a lot of our young kids are going to benefit in the future from all the extra playing time they're getting.
And you're a young team, too, so you're going to get there. And you started out playing at Creighton in college ball, then went to Iowa State, played for one of the great ones, Bill Finley. Did you envision yourself getting into coaching while in college or even before then?
Yes, absolutely. You know, I think my experience at Iowa State was tremendous. I mean, Coach Finley is one of the best coaches out there, and he kind of took me under his wing along with some great assistant coaches there. And I was able to be a player and a coach during my 4 years there. So I've always wanted to coach. I knew that's something that I wanted to do since about sixth grade, and I was really fortunate for both opportunities at Creighton and at Iowa State to kind of mold my experiences.
Last question, Brittany. Do you have a favorite game, favorite moment while playing high school ball at Sac City?
Well, there were a lot of good ones. I was really lucky to have some great rivalries and experiences at Sac City during my time there. We didn't quite make it to state each year. We kind of seemed to run into a bump in the road each time. But I would say, you know, our rivalries against Newell Fonda, several of those games seemed to really stick in my mind, as well as kind of my last home game or my last college or high school game against our WEVA. You know, that was a tough one, as well as Charter Oaks. So there are a lot that stick out, but I think that Newell Fonda rivalry seemed to be what everybody still remembers.
Well, hey, Brittany, wish we had more time, but we'll leave it at that. Thanks a lot. Good to visit, and all the best to you in the future.
All right. Thank you very much.